Costs can be grouped into fixed and variable, depending on how they will react to changes in the level of business activity. Fixed costs don't react to changes in activity level and remain constant within a limited range called relevant range. When we are talking about fixed costs, we should differ between fixed costs and fixed costs per unit. Fixed cost per unit is equal to total fixed costs divided by the number of units of production. That's why fixed cost per unit decreases when the activity level increases. Some factory overheads are fixed costs. For example, depreciation of factory building, insurance of factory building and equipment, and rent of factory building and equipment don't depend on the number of units of production. No matter if the company produces 100 units or 1,000 units, these costs will remain the same. Variable costs change in direct proportion to changes in activity level. If production increases by 5%, total variable costs will also increase by 5%. As you can guess, we should distinguish between variable costs and variable cost per unit. Variable cost per unit is equal to total variable costs divided by the number of units of production. That's why variable cost per unit is a fixed amount. Such costs are direct materials and direct labor. Their quantity depends on the number of units of production. The more units produced, the more materials and labor used. But what is the situation with the electricity used in the production department? Is electricity a fixed cost? Or maybe a variable cost? The correct answer is that this cost has two components. One that is fixed, and one that is variable. Electricity consumed for lighting and air conditioning purposes represents a fixed portion of the total cost of electricity. Electricity consumed for driving machines is a variable component as it changes with the changes in activity level. Such costs are called mixed costs or semi-variable costs. They respond to changes in activity level, but they don't do that in direct proportion.